Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorusynsociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music, and today is Sunday, November 5th, 2017. I'm dealing with some sickness here, so if my voice isn't up to par, I apologize in advance for that. We start off today's program with some sad news. On Saturday, October 14th, James Anthony Silvestri, age 80, of Monroeville, passed away. Jim was born June 15, 1937 in Vandergrift, and he was the son of the late Joseph and Genoveffa Di Gregorio. Jim was the loving father of daughter Amy Furchak, her husband William, and mother Sharon, daughter Maria Silvestri, and mother Kathy. He was preceded in death by his son Joseph. Jim was the cherished brother of Mary Siuzza, preceded in death by brothers Frank, John, and Benjamin, and survived by several nieces and nephews. Jim retired as a communications consultant at AT&T. Following his retirement, he founded a Pizzell business, became certified as a teacher of English as a foreign language, and received his master's degree from Saints Cyril and Methodius Seminary. He was a longtime cantor at the Byzantine Catholic Church of the Resurrection in Monroeville. Jim is also a good friend of this radio broadcast and a personal friend of mine. He was a Sloviani parent for many years. His daughter Maria was in Sloviani. And Jim always had something nice to say to everybody and just was a good guy, and he will be missed. Friends were received on Monday, October 16th, with a 7 p.m. parastas at the Job Funeral Home. Funeral liturgy was on Tuesday, October 17th, at the Byzantine Catholic Church of the Resurrection in Monroeville. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Jim. And for his passing, we have a Vichnaya Pamyat, followed by Otche Nash. Vichnaya Pamyat, Jim.
Thank you.
This Saturday, the 11th of November, we celebrate Veterans Day, the official United States holiday that honors men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. It coincides with other holidays such as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world and also mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. In its current format, Veterans Day was created in 1945 when World War II veteran Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. Weeks led a delegation to General Dwight Eisenhower, who supported the idea of National Veterans Day. Weeks led the first national celebration in 1947 in Alabama and did so annually until his death in 1985. There were many Carpatho Russens who served and still serve today, and I would like to acknowledge a few of them. Some that are more famous are Tom Selleck and Tom Ridge. Some that are personal friends of mine, John Novotnak, who was in the Army National Guard. Mark Belo, who still serves in the Colorado National Guard. Brian Bartka, who serves in United States Army Reserves. Tom Brenzovich, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. John Schweik, Army officer, Vietnam. Bob Horvath, and Stu Semin, Army officer in Vietnam. Thank you all very much for your service to this country, and please remember all of those who have passed, even though we do celebrate Memorial Day when we commemorate the passing of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country, but also remember those who are still with us and have served this great country of ours. Namnohaya. Iblahayalita to all of the veterans, whether you're Carpatho Rusyn or not. It is a great sacrifice that you have made to this country. And for you, we have Kedmi Prishla Kartka, when my draft card came. Thank you once again, all veterans.
Stańte, nianio, z grawą, танцую цей молодий час. Стали музиканти, чайдаш грати. Стали віша зовсім збирати. Ніхто не заплачені, а пецьні ланкалим за мною заплачуть і дівчатка. Ніхто не заплачені, а пецьні ланкалим за мною.
In mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU. GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU for life. Fraternally.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Celebrate the diverse cultures of America as the Tamboritzans present Passages, the Journey of Our Ancestors. Their electrifying new stage show at West Mifflin Middle School, 81 Commonwealth Avenue, on Saturday, November 11th, curtain time at 2 p.m. Voted Best Dance Company by readers of the Pittsburgh City Paper, the Tamboritzans will dazzle you with hundreds of colorful costumes as they tell the story of America's immigrants at the turn of the 20th century. Once again, that is Saturday, November 11th. Curtain time is at 2 p.m. All seats are reserved. For advanced tickets or group discount, visit the following webpage, talentshadows.events. That is talentshadows.events. Or give them a call at area code 412-224-2071. 412-224-2071. Experience the excitement. It's the Tamboritzans at West Mifflin Middle School, Saturday, November 11th. 412-224-2071.
Thank you.
On Saturday, November 11th, the Western North Carolina branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society will hold a fall gathering in Asheville, North Carolina. This meet, greet, and eat, again, is Saturday, November 11th from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. at the Cornerstone Restaurant, 102 Tunnel Road. Come enjoy lunch with other Russians in the western part of North Carolina. Bring memories and treasured family recipes to share. So that is the Western North Carolina branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society's fall gathering in Asheville, Saturday, November 11th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. For more information, call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045. That's Bonnie, 440-729-2045. And on Sunday, November 12th, the Lake Michigan chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents Dr. Paul Robert Magochi, speaking on myths and stereotypes in Carpatho-Russian history. This will start from 2 p.m. and run until 4 at St. Luke Orthodox Church, 10700 South Keene Avenue in Palos Hills, Illinois. Dr. Magochi will be signing his latest book, which will be available for purchase, With Their Backs to the Mountains, A History of Carpathian Rus and Carpatho-Russians. All are welcomed and the event is free. Refreshments will be served. So that is Sunday, November 12th, 2 to 4 p.m., St. Luke Orthodox Church, the Lake Michigan Chapter's presentation with Dr. Paul Robert Magochi, speaking on myths and stereotypes in Carpatho-Russian history. For more information, call Ken at area code 708-895-3074. That's Ken, 708-895-3074. Eastern Pennsylvania chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society proudly presents Andy and the Russians. This presentation will take place on Wednesday, November 15th, beginning at 4:40 p.m. at the Sardoni Art Gallery, located 41 South Main Street, KC Room 135 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Dr. Elaine Rusenko will be the presenter at the Warhol Wednesdays lecture series at Wilkes College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Her presentation is entitled Andy and the Russens. The presentation is free and open to the public. That is Andy and the Russens, Wednesday, November 15th, 4:40 p.m., Sardoni Art Gallery, the campus of Wilkes College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. For more information, please contact Sharon at area code 610-759-2628. That's Sharon, 610-759-2628. We finish today's broadcast with the military medley in honor of all of our veterans. We want to wish you a very happy Veterans Day and thank you very much for your service to this great country. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sya krasny tyzhden. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka,
2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!